You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Get in there, Tiger Shark! I'll wait until I've seen you hit the waves in your seal form. You know, to make sure you don't drown or anything. If it works for you, it'll probably work for me, right? And then, I'll see you at dawn.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it!
Oh, and don't let the sharks take you down to look at the shipwrecks. Trust me, it's not the good time, it sounds like.
Wait, what?
Just put on the sealskin, honey.
Okay. Here goes. I did it. I'm sulky. I did it! Woo! Okay. Oh, this is different. I can figure this out. The tail moves like this. Everything is so much heavier. How do I...
Hey, calm down. You're gonna run out of air and drown if you're not careful.
Oh, don't worry. I got it. I'm just giving the old tail muscles a few stretches.
You know, for the best tail stretch, you can swim in a little circle like this and touch it with the tip of your nose.
Definitely. That's one of my favorites. Favorite tail stretches. I have a few.
You wouldn't happen to be from more northern waters, would you? I thought my pod and I were the only Selkies for miles. You look awfully young to be swimming solo.
Oh, yeah. I'm from the northern shore. I was really hoping that no one would notice.
North Shore Selkies are welcome here. What, did you think I was gonna steal your sealskin and force you to marry me?
Does that happen to Selkies a lot?
You definitely aren't from around here. Did your pod not teach you anything about Selkie history?
Not really. They didn't have much to teach about being a Selkie. A seal, I mean. In our seal form. We spent a lot of time on the shore, which I'm definitely sick of.
This is why every Selkie should actually talk with their mate before deciding to raise pups. Some seals just shouldn't be parents. Well, we can't just have you flopping around underwater like a fish on land, can we?
We can't?
Selkies swim swiftest together. My name's Maris.
Winter. My name is Winter.
Come on, Winter. I'll show you the ropes. Stop relying on your tail for everything. It's a great rudder, but your whole body can steer. Use that.
Like this?
Don't work so hard. Let the energy you've already given carry you. There you go.
I'm doing it. I'm swimming like a real seal.
What else would you be, kid? Own it.
I am a seal. I love being a seal.
That's the spirit. You've got it. Now, why don't I show you around the place? This way, kid.
Wait up!
Wow. I guess they did it. Which means... my turn. Let's have a closer look at this gown, shall we? Ooh, she fits. Oh, this is gorgeous. White feathers, open back, so light it weighs next to nothing. Oh, it's a shame that Winter feels so awful in it. Well, that's hardly their fault. Maybe I'll stretch my legs a little more before I try changing form. I flipping love the forest, especially at night. Well, not that I've ever seen it any other way, but walking in it just feels so good. Swimming is fine too, but Maris and Wade and Ford and Carlo, my pa just doesn't understand that it's not enough. Maybe after tonight, things will be different. I don't think I've ever gone this far into the woods before. I must be getting close to the lake. Looks like the other swans are... dancing? Just like Winter said. They must be preparing for their special event tonight. Maybe I'll just dip my toes in first while they're busy. Okay, Gown. Let's do this. Whoa! This is... wow. Ooh, the water here is softer. I love that. And I am all about the wing situation. Swans are just so flipping pretty. So, this is what being on display is like. Not dancing on the beach, but it's pretty fun. Time to meet the Swan Maidens.
Hello there. What's your name?
Hello. My name is Rain. You must be the Swan Sisters who live in this lake.
Well, we don't live here all year. We migrate with the changing of the seasons and all. Because, you know, swans. Of course, summer only just started, so we won't be starting that trip anytime soon. You're not migrating early, are you?
Something like that. I don't have any sisters of my own to travel with, so tonight I'm just exploring.
Oh no! I can't imagine a life without my sisters! Well, I'm sure you'd be welcome to join us tonight. Right, girls? I think you're in. Do you want to celebrate the solstice with us?
What happens on the solstice?
I guess if you don't have any sisters, then you've probably never celebrated a solstice. In our family, swan maidens gather at midnight on each solstice to meet with the humans from the nearby village so we can all find life partners. We spend the whole evening getting ready. We have to be our absolute prettiest.
That sounds like a lot of pressure for one night.
Well, it's not just any night. Swans mate for life, so you have to be certain you found the right one. Ooh, it's so romantic!
You're not afraid of humans? What if one of the humans took your gown from you and you couldn't change form anymore?
Oh, that kind of thing only happens in stories. Besides, humankind isn't as scary as our mothers used to say. Half the time, they're just kind of confused. I think they're interesting.
I've never actually spoken to a real human. I've always been told it wasn't safe.
You could meet one tonight! Who knows? Maybe your soulmate is on his way right now. The only rule is, if someone seems like he likes one of us, don't try and change his mind about who, you know?
Oh, what a dream of it. It's more fun to play hard to get.
It's midnight, girls. They're here. Get ready to change.
Maris, look! I think I'm getting the hang of it!
Oh yeah? Then prove it!
Huh?
Selkies swim swiftest together. Except when it's a competition. Race you to that reef!
Wait! Maris!
Keep up, kid!
Almost!
Nice diving, kid!
Really? I've never been this deep underwater before.
Well, you've got the instincts. Who knows, maybe you could even beat me one day.
What is that?
That's just a whale. They're not usually up this late, so I can't imagine they're moving too quickly. We're a bit big for most of the giants around here to snack on, and we're smarter than the average seal, so we don't have much trouble staying out of harm's way. But we should still keep our distance.
Whoa. They're massive.
Hard to believe you've never seen one before. I guess the northern waters might be a little cold for those guys.
Yeah, it gets cold when it snows.
It certainly does. But where we're going, you will be plenty warm. Come on, this way.
What is this place?
This is Selkie Cove, the best cove on this side of the island, in my humble opinion. My family and I spend a good bit of time here. It's cozy, it's got good lighting, and it's safe from the eyes of humans. They can't make the swim unless they've got lungs of steel.
The humans can't reach you here?
They don't even know this place exists.
You finally pull your head out of the algae rain?
Sorry to disappoint, Wade, but it's me. Someone else I found by the coast, actually. Everyone, meet Winter.
Hey.
Hello!
We don't usually see a lot of other Selkies in this part of the seas. It's nice to have the company.
Thank you for having me. This place is amazing. There's so many Selkies here.
Selkies swim swiftest together. Does your pod have a cove on the northern coast?
We don't have a cove, exactly. More like a pool, with a clearing. By the ocean, of course. Where Selkies are from. Or go.
Your family really didn't teach you anything. I can't say I blame you for swimming out of there. I'd probably have done the same in your fins. Must have been pretty far, though.
Did you come all that way by yourself?
Well, yeah. My family is celebrating the solstice at night, and I just didn't want to stick around.
What happens on the solstice?
The humans come. The Selkies do a dance.
The what do what?
Everyone does a ritual to mate for life, and it's very uncomfortable. And I don't think I should say anymore.
Slow down, Winter. Did you say a ritual to mate for life?
I don't like humans. I don't want to be with one.
What? Mating with humans?
I'm sorry. I'm not a good liar. I didn't think this through. I can't do it.
Winter, as slowly and as clearly as you can, what in the seven seas are you talking about?
Maris, I have a confession to make. I wasn't born a Selkie or a human. I'm just a swan in a sealskin.
Finally.
What?
I said, finally. I couldn't figure out what your secret was. I have to admit, I would not have guessed Swan Maiden. Or I guess, Swan Boy.
Yeah, I'm not very good at lying.
So don't. Too many folks try to hide the truth when it would serve everyone who cares about them better to just get it out and be done with it.
I was scared you'd hate me for being different.
I am not remotely interested in turning someone away just because they're different. And I'm sorry if there's something I said that made you feel that way. But I can't help you if you aren't honest with me.
Help me? You still want to?
Well, you're a Selkie now, aren't you?
Does it count?
Of course it flippin' counts. You learn to swim like one, and you're sitting in Selkie Cove. It's about as Selkie as it gets.
But I borrowed this from Rain.
Rain gave you their sealskin. I can't even. Well, that certainly explains a few things. That girl's gonna be in some trouble when she gets home.
I'm supposed to meet them by the campfire on the shore before dawn to return it. They have the feather gown that I normally use to become a swan again.
Now why in Cthulhu's name would she do that?
I think she's just kind of like me. Rain told me that she loves dancing, and my sisters do too. So I guess they wanted to see if my gown was a better fit.
Oh, Rain. Dawn isn't that far off. I can feel it in the tides. Come on, kid. Let's go back to shore.
Five hours and 15 humans later, I feel like I've learned a book's worth, and I still don't understand them. I should see if any of them have books. Ooh, what does paper even look like?
Rain! Have you met Connor? He is a carpenter.
A pleasure, madam.
Madam? I'm going to need a week to process that one.
Miss?
Thanks, but no thanks, Lily. I've talked to plenty of boys this evening. I think now I'm mostly just here to observe.
Well, I think it's always much more fun to participate than to observe, but if that's what suits your fancy, carry on, Connor. What are you looking for anyway?
In all honesty, Lily, all I know is that I haven't quite found it yet. I've spent a long time trying to find something, and it hasn't been in any of the places I've been looking. So I came to the lake tonight, hoping maybe it would be here.
You're looking for someone to spend the rest of your life with?
No, I'm looking for someone, something that feels like me. I mean, I'm not opposed to acquiring a partner or three along the way, but It's not my purpose to be with someone else. My purpose is, I don't know, being alive. Not being afraid to dance in the moonlight and not dancing to impress someone else, but just because I want to. Did that make any sense?
You remind me of someone who isn't around tonight. I wanted them to be, but... In our family, we're taught to focus on how to present yourself so that you can find a partner and build a life together. But what if that path didn't work for someone? Maybe the traditions of Swan maidenhood aren't for everyone. Their original purpose was to create happy, good lives for us, so we always say it's important to uphold them. But if they don't serve you, it hardly makes sense to try to force them to fit. And if the environment you find yourself in doesn't offer everything you need, is it so wrong to leave it behind in search for something that does?
I'm sorry. Did you even tell me your name?
It's Lily. Like the pad.
Because Lily... Lily pad.
Pad.
Well... You're very wise, Lily. I appreciate being given a chance to see that side of you.
Who, me? No, I'm not wise. I'm just the pretty one. I mean, I'm not the only pretty one. That sounds so narcissistic. Obviously, all my sisters are beautiful, and I don't even think I'm the prettiest one in our family because my cousin Bella is honestly the most gorgeous maiden I've ever seen. I just mean that I'm just pretty. Why would anyone want to know what I think?
Why wouldn't they? Everyone should feel listened to. There's no rule that says you can't be beautiful and have beautiful things to say. And even if you weren't and you didn't, you'd still deserve to be heard.
No one's ever told me that before. Thank you.
You know, I think you remind me of someone too. I like that about you, that you just feel familiar and bright. You almost make me believe that I could stay in human form forever and be happy.
Do you really mean that?
You know, I think I do. Could I hold your hand?
Yeah, sure.
What time is it? Is it almost dawn?
I think so. We've been talking with the human boys for hours, and it is the shortest night of the year.
I have to go. I have to return something to someone, and, well, I don't have a lot of time to explain, but I might not be able to become a swan again after tonight.
Okay. Does that mean you're going to be in your human form forever?
I can do that?
Well, sure. Swan maidens do it all the time if they decide to live as fully human with their partners.
I think I would like that a lot.
Okay, then. Do you still need to go?
I do, but come with me. I think you'll want to hear something.
Over here!
Winter?
Lily?
Maris!
Rain.
So,
okay, so like, I know
anything,
this looks bad, but come on, I just
I'll
had
stop
to-
stop you both right there. Rain, am I correct in understanding you let this young one borrow your sealskin this evening?
I would say that is not necessarily incorrect.
And am I also to understand that he lent you that lovely ensemble you're wearing?
It's cute, right?
Rain!
Sorry.
Well, the first thing I want you to know is... I'm sorry.
In my defense, I... Wait. What?
I'm sorry that I made you think you had to hide to be happy. I've always asked you to be honest with me, and you told me exactly what you wanted. But I put the Silky way above making space for you, Selkies swim swiftest when they're not wearing a mask. Even though I can't understand it, I see how much this part of the world, your world, means to you. Please don't be afraid of sharing that passion with me.
Thank you, Maris.
However, the second thing we have to discuss is this poor boy. He's absolutely fallen in love with being a Selkie because of a sealskin that doesn't belong to him. So if you're about to send him off to a lifetime of disappointment, you had best say it with an apology.
About that, Maris. I don't know if I need my sealskin anymore.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Tonight, I spent time with swan maidens, humans, and the world outside of the water, and I realized that there is so much more I haven't laid eyes on. I also realized that I've spent most of my life with the same little pot of people who more or less look like me, and that hasn't put me on a path where I can see everything I want to see. So, Maris, with your blessing, I would like Winter to have my sealskin. I feel ready to take on my human form without turning back. Promise to protect it, and it's yours forever.
You really mean it?
I wouldn't offer if I had any doubts.
A part of me hoped you'd say differently, but I prepared myself for as much. I know I can't change your mind, and all I've ever wanted for you is your happiness and your safety. So, I might as well say yes. But don't think for a second I won't drag you back to the ocean by your 10 human toes if you don't write or visit.
Selkies are real? I knew it!
Lily, I'm sorry I wasn't honest with you about where I came from.
Oh, that's okay. It was pretty obvious you'd never been in a lake before, so I figured you might have something else going on.
You did?
I guess I just didn't expect anyone to listen if I said something. But I don't care if you're not a swan maiden. I like you the way you are.
You make choosing to be human easy.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, say goodbye, you goose! I didn't know I was gonna lose my baby sibling tonight.
You're not losing me, Lil. I'm just becoming a little more myself.
I wish you could have been that with us, but I understand that you can't. I'm sorry, our sisters. I'm sorry I tried to make you be something you're not. I want you to feel listened to.
Thank you, Lil. I think someday it might be nice if you came over to say hello.
As if you could keep me away.
Where will you go, Rain?
I think I'd like to spend some time in the Humans Village and explore the possibilities. I could use some company if you'd like to come along, Lily.
Are you asking me to be your life partner?
Let's slow down a little, but I'm definitely interested in a companion.
I'll take it.
What about your gown, Winter?
I never want to wear that thing again. No offense, Lily.
I know you never liked it. I like seeing you happy.
I'll keep it with me then. It fits me well, but it's not the person I am every day. It has its glorious moments and its glorious rest.
All right, you sappy sea creatures, it's dawn and I am flippin' tired. Can we go home for a nap and make this whole switcheroo tomorrow?
No!
No!
Why am I not surprised?
Over here, Lilypad!
Coming, darling! There you are, Lil. I was ready to start without you.
You are not. You are incapable of playing hostess, Winter.
Point taken.
Lily, when you told me your brother was a Selkie, I honestly did not believe you. But here he is, in the flesh. Or out of the flesh for now. Sorry. Wolfwalker humor.
Rowan, sweetie, remember that it's Therianthrope humor now. Keep it inclusive.
Right. Yes. Still learning. I'll keep working on it. Feather of my heart.
Get a room, you two. And take me in there with you.
At this point, I'll just get a room.
You've been listening to Feminist Fairy Tales, an audio drama podcast that reimagines the genre of fairy tales through a feminist lens. This episode was performed by Lily Yasuda, Saul Morant, Caroline Orihuela, Chloe Maylee Bunt, and Exandri Oji. Episode script by Sox Whitmore. Sound design by Nico Goldstein. Music composed by Trace Callahan. Feminist Fairy Tales is produced by Madeline Regina, Van Winkle, Jenny Grinnell, Madeline Dorta, and Emma Love. Theme music composed and produced by Juliana Marin. We'll see you in 2 weeks for the next story in our season. Thank you for joining us in the Forest of Feminist Fairy Tales.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.